Vied coding lets people with no coding make apps, but privacy fears grow. This article examines the rise of vibe coding, a concept popularized by Andrej Karpathy, and how it is reshaping software creation by letting everyday people draft apps through natural language. It follows Ednilton Matos, a delivery worker, who built an app to monitor restaurant wait times, and Leticia Cardomingo, who launched a personal finance platform to illustrate both opportunity and risk as data privacy and security concerns grow with wider participation in coding. Vibe coding lets people describe what they want and turn it into apps with natural language, opening software creation to non-programmers. Advances in AI models and a system called Harness help manage big prompts, break tasks, test code, and fix issues automatically. Real users like a delivery driver and a finance app creator show you can prototype fast, but data privacy and security worries rise. It works for quick prototypes and personal tools, but big company needs still require skilled developers and proper architecture to scale. Risks like data leaks and insecure data storage highlight the need for safer practices and governance. As vibe coding grows, AI-driven vibe coding expands software building to non-experts. An emerging trend called vibe coding is changing how software is built by letting people describe features in natural language and see code appear. The term, popularized by Andrej Karpathy in early 2025, aims to let non-technical individuals create apps quickly. While the approach opens possibilities, observers warn about data privacy and security gaps when less experienced builders handle sensitive information. Real-world cases and growth. One notable case involves a delivery worker who created a tool to evaluate how long restaurants take to prepare orders. The app helps drivers choose places that optimize earnings by tracking average wait times. The developer started with a simple Telegram bot to log events, then moved to an automated system that gathers data and displays averages. The project launched on the Android Play Store recently and has begun to attract hundreds of active users who contribute data from thousands of venues across the country. The creator funds ongoing maintenance out of pocket and is exploring ways to monetize the service. Another example centers on a hardware and finance enthusiast who built a personal finance platform using AI-assisted development. After taking a short online course, the creator managed to produce a working prototype in about 2 days and continues to refine security features. These stories illustrate how people outside traditional software roles are taking concepts from ideation to usable products at a rapid pace. Industry observers note a broader shift. People are increasingly replacing static presentations and spreadsheets with functioning web pages and apps. A technology executive described the moment as a new era where people briefly create software for meetings or projects and then move on. In agriculture and manufacturing, practitioners have similarly used AI tools to connect sensors and management systems, enabling non-specialists to verify system integration quickly. Technology under the hood, context windows, harness, and competition. The momentum behind vibe coding accelerated late last year with the release of a new AI model capable of more complex code generation. This upgrade, along with similar efforts from other tech giants, helps explain why the approach has moved from niche interest to mainstream exploration. Advances include very large context windows, allowing ongoing projects to remain coherent over long sessions. In practical terms, users can work on a project for extended periods without the system losing track of earlier steps. A central concept in this space is the harness. The harness surrounds the AI model and coordinates project execution. It breaks a large goal into smaller tasks, such as database construction, user interface creation, and authentication, automatically tests the code, and prompts fixes when issues arise. This goes beyond a chatbot's simple replies and enables structured, end-to-end project work without requiring users to interact with traditional development tools. The race among leading players continues. While one model popularized by an early entrant gained traction, others responded with improvements to their coding offerings and integrations. In response, major players refined their programming tools and collaboration features to better serve developers who are new to coding. Security, privacy, and scale concerns. Experts caution that vibe coding, while powerful for starting projects, often falls short for large-scale production. A lack of deep security and architecture planning can leave products vulnerable as usage scales. Industry voices stress the importance of professional software teams to address design decisions, security, and long-term maintenance. Specific risks highlighted include how personal data is stored and protected, and how faulty implementations could lead to leaks or misuse. Analysts point to potential weaknesses in API security and outdated dependencies as recurring problems in rapid development scenarios. A notable cautionary case involved a language-driven AI agent that generated credentials in a way that allowed large-scale credential exposure. The incident serves as a reminder that production systems require formal security reviews and structured risk management. Experts emphasize that even with advanced tooling, a robust production product typically needs skilled developers and secure processes. They note that while vibe coding can speed up prototyping and internal tooling, it does not automatically replace the need for proper security practices, data governance, and scalable architecture. Conclusion: vibe coding stands as a transformative approach that democratizes software creation, enabling non-experts to move from idea to prototype rapidly. Through mechanisms like the harness and expanded context windows, projects can remain coherent across long sessions and translate quickly into working apps, as illustrated by Ednilton Matos's restaurant Wait Time tool and Leticia Cardomingo's personal finance platform. Yet the movement also surfaces critical concerns. Data privacy and security risks grow with broader participation, and production-scale systems require professional software practices, robust architecture, and formal security reviews. The technology excels for rapid prototyping and internal tooling, but it does not replace the need for skilled developers when scaling, ensuring stronger data governance and risk management. In sum, vibe coding expands participation and speed while underscoring the enduring importance of governance, safety, and thoughtful design to build trustworthy, scalable software. Frequently asked questions: what is vibe coding and who started it? Can non-coders actually build real apps now? Why are privacy fears growing with vibe coding? What is a harness and why does it matter? How can users stay safe when using vibe coding? Vibe coding means building apps with natural language. It lets non-coders create apps. The idea was coined by Andrej Karpathy in February 2025. It uses a harness to run tasks and fix issues. Yes, people with no coding can create apps. Ednilton Matos built Grana Certa to track delivery weights. Leticia Cardomingo built Pooper Rapido for personal finances. Tools turn ideas into apps fast, but they may not scale well, because many new builders lack security training. They may store passwords insecurely or leak API keys. Data can be exposed through weak APIs. The OpenClaw incident showed real danger. Use careful security. A harness wraps the AI model and guides work. It splits big tasks into small steps. It tests code and fixes errors automatically. It helps people code without a terminal. It makes projects more reliable. Limit data and protect passwords. Rotate API keys. Use secure storage. Do security reviews for production apps. Start small and test often. Get expert help when needed.